The most isolated Native American tribe in the continental U.S. is finally expanding its broadband internet, and it hasn't been easy. But if the Havasupai tribe can install reliable high-speed internet at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, they may bridge the digital divide for other tribes. From the Fronteras Desk in Flagstaff, KJZZ's Laurel Morales reports.
The Havasupai Reservation is only accessible by foot, by mule, or by helicopter. It's a five-minute flight from the rim of the canyon to Supai Village, where 450 tribal members live in small homes made of panel siding and materials that can be easily hauled to the canyon floor. It's no wonder internet access has been a challenge, but recently the Havasupai have had some help from the Oakland-based nonprofit MuralNet.
Oh yeah, look at that. Mm-hmm. We got bars.
Oh, smokes.
Dang! Mm-hmm.
MuralNet's Mariel Triggs trains the Havasupai how to install a network box outside a home. Triggs, with the help of Flagstaff-based Niles Radio, built what's called a microwave hop from towers at the rim that beam a signal down to Supai Village.
And we were able to put up the network in just a few hours for less than the cost of a Toyota Corolla, frankly.
Triggs says the geography wasn't the issue, it was policy holding up the process. The Federal Communications Commission finally granted the tribe a permanent license last spring. Now the Havasupai want to increase the signal, but they've run into another hurdle. Another internet provider says it may be interested in bringing broadband here. So now the FCC is dealing with concerns over competition.
We have the funds, we have the money, we could do it. We could put the materials that are needed in the towers and connect everything, but we have to wait for all this policy stuff again to sort out.
Trix says she's worried it could take years.
And it just kills me because I feel like policy is actually causing the digital divide right now rather than helping to fix it.
Currently, only seven Havasupai families can connect, including the Balderamas. Sally Balderama's son, Evan, is nine, but tests at the kindergarten level. A therapist flies down into the canyon twice a month to work with Evan and other kids with special needs.
It's not enough time. You know, it's not enough. I wish they can stay at least for, you know, 3 to 4 days.
Thanks to the new internet connection, the therapist can work with Evan three times a week via Skype.
Have you noticed a difference in Evan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the internet is good. It is. But we have times, you know, when it pauses and it spins. And, you know, that's kind of frustrating.
One of the people trying to get the tribe more reliable high-speed internet for kids with special needs is Councilwoman Ophelia Wadahamaji Corliss. She points to a whole host of other reasons. So teens can take high school courses online instead of being sent away to boarding schools. So they can have better emergency communication during one of their many flash floods. And for better health care.
We have different generations of telemedicine equipment that have just been sitting around collecting dust because it's been unable to be established. Broadband speeds, high-speed internet, those things are specific.
Meanwhile, the FCC estimates at least a third of people living on tribal lands don't have access to high-speed internet. So the agency is giving tribes first dibs on applying for available broadband spectrum ahead of commercial companies at the beginning of 2020. But the problem is this. The FCC would require the tribes to build their infrastructure, the towers and antennas, in half the time required of major telecom companies. Laurel Morales, KJZZ News, Supai Village.